This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Expanded Trump investigation.
They've gone from a civil investigation to criminal in nature.
Deep water in Louisiana.
We've got to get all the water out, sucked out, pushed out, dried up.
New cancer screening guidelines.
That means colonoscopy 5 years earlier.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Late last night, the New York Attorney General's office announced it's pursuing a criminal investigation into former President Trump's business empire.
It significantly increases the potential that Trump will face criminal exposure, in addition to the potential that former and current executives of the Trump organization could be facing jail time.
Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson.
The New York Attorney General's office has been looking into the Trump organization and whether or not they lied about property values in order to get favorable loans, insurance rates, and tax benefits.
The Manhattan DA's office is conducting its own investigation into the Trump organization about possible tax and insurance fraud. Mr. Trump has insisted his business empire has done nothing wrong. The House is set to vote today on a measure that forms a bipartisan commission to investigate the attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. As CBS's Nicole Killian tells us, Republicans are lining up against it.
This bill to set up a January 6th commission is expected to pass the House today with or without Republican support. Yesterday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy came out against the agreement because it ignores what he calls political violence, an allusion to some of the events during last summer's demonstrations. Even if this bill passes the House, Senate Democrats would need at least 10 Republicans. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that he wants to see the fine print, but CBS News has learned that he told Senate Republicans behind closed doors that he cannot support the commission in its current form.
Now to the deep south, where parts of Texas and Louisiana have faced heavy rain and destructive and dangerous flooding. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Baton Rouge.
Thunder and lightning overnight as storms ripped through the region. Some interstates looking more like rivers.
It was terrifying, though.
In Baton Rouge, it was flash flooding. This woman was able to get her children and a few belongings out of her first floor apartment as it filled with water up to her chest.
Everything is gone. Everything.
Entire neighborhoods underwater, filled with abandoned cars along submerged streets. Across the state, hundreds of rescues.
COVID case numbers are falling nationwide. Mask rules are easing. And that has some people who work in jobs that interact with the public worried, as we hear from CBS's Meg Oliver.
At Stu Leonard's grocery stores, a change is coming. Vaccinated customers in New York and Connecticut will be able to shop mask-free for the first time in more than a year.
We really want to take baby steps every day and just be listening to our customers and team
members. Leonard is a company vice president.
How will you know if someone's fully vaccinated?
You don't know. We really are just asking our customers to use their best judgment and to really come in if they are vaccinated.
Olivia Melendez hopes customers will continue to cover their faces. She has immunocompromised family at home and doesn't want to take chances.
You could easily just print up a fake card or just borrow somebody else's, be like, hey, I'm vaccinated. I don't need to wear it. I personally just don't feel comfortable with it at all.
In most states, business owners will have final say on mask wearing. And those asking customers to keep covering up are worried about confrontations.
I think there's going to be problems.
The European Union has voted to reopen borders to travelers who have been fully vaccinated. In the Middle East, Hamas and Israel remain locked in battle.
Explosions rocked Gaza as Israeli warplanes targeted Hamas tunnels, commanders, and politicians. Palestinian militants are pounding southern Israel with rockets. Despite mass destruction and a growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza, Both sides have rejected an Egyptian proposal for a ceasefire that would start tomorrow. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
New government guidelines now recommend people get screened for colon cancer 5 years earlier, age 45 instead of 50. CBS's Dr. David Agus says the disease is increasingly appearing in younger adults.
Health insurance companies will start to reimburse for colonoscopy at age 45 instead of 50. Before, only with a family history were you able to be screened earlier. So this is a step forward to trying to prevent one of the most deadly cancers.
After a pandemic pause, evictions are happening again. A federal moratorium expires in just over a month, and state measures have faced challenges. CBS's Omar Villafranca looks at the situation for some renters in North Texas.
Anthony Upshaw and his 17-year-old son are being put out of their home.
My kid up there doing his schoolwork. There's like 3 weeks of school left before the kids graduate.
Upshaw lost his job early in the pandemic and has been struggling since. His neighbor, Linda Bowie, is also being evicted.
I can't do nothing about it. I can't keep crying over it. We ain't got nowhere else to go.
Their landlord, Peter Sy, says his mortgage is still due even though rent is not being paid.
So how much money is that you're owed?
Total about $25,000 to $28,000.
Anthony has temporarily moved into a motel while his son finishes school. But Linda has not been as lucky. She's currently living in her car. Omar Villafranca, CBS News, Dallas.
Ford takes a major step today, unveiling the Lightning model of a popular pickup.
With the F-150 perennially America's best-selling vehicle, this moves electric vehicles into the mainstream. Ford constructing a $700 million plant to make this electric truck.
When you consider the prominence of this particular truck, it feels kind of like a watershed moment here.
Analyst Carl Browers with iccars.com, Ford promising the electric version will be the most capable F-150 pickup. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A Detroit Tigers right-hander tossed the fifth no-hitter of the big league season.
He's done it! Spencer Turnbull throws the eighth no-hitter in Tigers history.
On the Tigers network, Spencer Turnbull shuts down Seattle 5-0. Big turnaround for him. 2 years ago, he led the majors with 17 losses. A natural wonder in the Galapagos Islands has fallen victim to a modern-day problem.
Tourists on a boat excursion witnessed the top of Darwin's Arch collapsing. Ecuadorian environmental officials blame natural erosion. The structure, made of stone, is less than a mile from Darwin Island. Named after the British scientist who developed his theory on evolution and natural selection after he visited there in 1835. Members of the dive and travel industry have already renamed the structure the Pillars of Evolution. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In Shenzhen, China, officials hustled people out of a 70-story skyscraper after it started suddenly swaying. No seismic activity behind the motion, and engineers say the steel infrastructure appears sound and not damaged. The building's 20 years old, and for now, people are being kept away from it and a surrounding plaza. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.